Scouter Stan. Let's talk a little bit about the Heroism or Life-Saving and Meritorious Action Award. This is something that scouts don't actively try to get these awards. It's not like it's a rank or something of that nature. It is more of something of people recognizing the scouts for doing incredible things. The Meritorious Action Awards is often referred to as Heroism Awards or Life-Saving Awards. All of it is grouped together. Like I said, it's a rare and unique award that is given to individuals who have gone above and beyond to help others. Now, many of the scout skills that we teach our young people can save lives, such as first aid, emergency preparedness, water safety. All these things come together, making a more responsible young scout. Now, we teach them these skills, hoping they'll never need them. They will need them if they get into a situation of an emergency. Now, nominations for this award, this recognition, must be made within 3 years of the incident. Now, you may know a fellow scout who has saved their entire family in a house fire, or saved someone from choking, or even drowning. If it was in the past 2.5 years, they're still eligible. After 36 months, they're no longer eligible to be recognized through this award. Now, the process and procedure for doing this award is purely downloading the actual PDF form. I'm going to link it within this podcast description. This form is filled out completely according to the directions and submitted to the Council Service Center. The Council will have a Meritorious Action Committee and will discuss this application. Now, the application form is from the national website and it needs to be filled out. The very first thing in the form is an actual waiver for the Scouts in Action or the Scouter in Action release agreement. Now, you've seen these cartoon type of illustrations in Scout Magazine and Scouting Magazine. Now, on the actual application, there's different classifications of emergencies, such as first aid cases, fire rescues, ice rescues, water rescues, miscellaneous cases which combine other things. So everything that applies needs to be marked down on this application. There are three statements that can be attached. The first one is the nominee's statement about the incident, and that is required. The rescued person's statement. Now, this is optional. Sometimes, unfortunately, the person doesn't survive, and even though the efforts were made to save them, they should be recognized for the scout's efforts towards saving them. The last requirement is a witness statement. There needs to be a signed witness statement included with the application. Fill out as much as you can on that application, but no cases will be considered by the council without a signed statement from the nominee and an eyewitness. Now, life-saving and meritorious action performed as part of a line of duty of a trained lifesaver, like a doctor, a nurse, lifeguard, first aid responder, EMTs, would not be considered. These superheroes are not the purpose of this award. This is to recognize scouts and scouters that are using their scout skills to save lives. It's not their job. That's really the essence there. We want to recognize scouts and scouters for stepping up and doing something to help others at all times. Now, this form that's downloaded online and filled out, it's for a single individual. If you have multiple scouts involved, there has to be a form for each of them. Now, the council has a Meritorious Action Award Committee, and this committee meets on a regular basis, usually with your council, to consider all of the applications. This committee can determine a National Certificate of Merit or Medal of Merit. Now, this committee can also promote this application for the National Certificate of Merit or Medal of Merit. And this medal actually looks like it's a gold medallion suspended below a blue and yellow ribbon and says, "For Meritorious Actions." It has the BSA logo with a laurel embossed in the medal Now, this application can be upgraded. Hero is a medal of honor, which has a red ribbon with a white stripe down the middle towards a golden medallion with a red border. On the medallion is For Heroism with the BSA logo and a laurel embossed in a golden medallion. If it is warranted, the medal can be For Saving Life, which has an all-red ribbon leading down to a golden medallion with two laurels being tied together with the BSA logo at the top, and the words For Saving Life are embossed in the medal. If it is warranted, this can actually have a double laurel, known as the cross palms, which is a pin that is attached to the ribbon. Now, the National Court of Honor may grant the recommended upgrade of the application or return it to the Council Executive Board. Now, each of these three award recognitions has a square knot. The meritorious square knot is blue and yellow on a tan twill background. The heroism square knot is actually all white with a red square knot, and the life-saving square knot is on a twill tan background with a bright red square knot. Now, the council, once they have the application, they are responsible to make sure that all of these steps are taken to recognize these scouts and scouters. There are certificates that the council can actually award in addition to the medal or as a commendation. And as far as the actual presentation, that is usually done by the council. There's usually a court of honor once a year honoring all of the Eagle Scouts and all of the Silver Beaver recipients. They also recognize recipients of the meritorious awards, whether it be for meritorious action, heroism, or life-saving. This award, when worn on the uniform, tells the story and asks the question, how were they prepared to take on the challenge and how they exercised the Scout Oath in helping others and the Scout Law in being brave. These individuals are very special and an inspiration to all Scouts. If you know of someone who has had a difficulty and has actually met the challenge, and it is warranted that this paperwork be filled out and sent in. As Scout Life and Scouting Magazine say, a Scout in action. That's putting our Scout skills to work. And this is a worthy award of that, and recognizing individuals for stepping up and doing the right thing. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on the trail.